Welcome to Clearwater County's podcast. In this episode, we are looking at tourism in David Thompson Country, the regional tourism brand for the municipalities of Clearwater County, Town of Rocky Mountain House, and Village of Caroline. Hi, I'm here at Amazing Horse Country with Scott, and we're going to talk a little bit about what he does. Scott, welcome.
Thank you.
Amazing Horse Country, what is Amazing Horse Country?
So Amazing Horse Country is, well, a lot of things. Like, we started off just working with horses and obstacles in the beginning. And I used to be involved with the Canadian Cowboy Challenge Association, which is horses and obstacles and playing around and having fun.
Now, by obstacles, you mean like jumps?
Or? Even more than that. So we have the jumps once in a while, but bridges, teeter-totters, obstacles built with pool noodles. We have here like simulated rain, lightning, thunder, you know, anything that can, you know, cause a horse to become a little bit more anxious or nervous. And the whole objective of it is to, you know, build a relationship with your horse in which they rely on you for those things so they don't resort to their instinctive fears, but Okay. Kind of build a trust with the rider.
So people bring their own horses here to do training with them?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's the bulk of the business.
Okay, and how long have you been here?
I have been here for a grand total of a year.
Okay.
Yeah, we took over the property, I guess, July of last year, and then this year was the first year of operation here.
Okay, and so people who bring their horses, what kind of clientele, generally speaking, are we talking about?
It's all across the board. We offer, you know, everything from colt starting, so people bring in, you know, yearlings here or sometimes even younger, up to mature horses that maybe they have purchased and want to explore a relationship with, or the horses may be changing disciplines where they've worked at, you know, something like reining or working cow competitions before, and now their life is more into the trail riding thing. So I would say a bulk of our business is people that like to get outside with their horses and do some fun stuff.
Okay. So you're probably not just training horses then, you're training the people who ride them at the same time, eh?
I think that's a very fair assessment. Yeah, probably more accurately, yes. We're training the people to train their own horses.
Okay. And how many horses do you tend to work with at a time?
In a clinic, we usually have 8. Right. So we offer a variety of clinics, and the clinics that are more of a group format, the trail clinic, the obstacle clinic, we do some liberty work, colt starting. Those are all generally 8 people, and that allows a lot of one-on-one time for me and the horse and the client. Okay. And then we offer another clinic that is sort of really focused more on the horsemanship aspects, and those are individual sessions. So we have a maximum of 5 people in those.
And imagine, you know, being able to see some of those successes where the horse and their owner's relationship can get closer and more united, and where what they're going to be used for is pretty heartwarming.
Yeah, it is. That's really what I'm in it for, right? Is, you know, building those connections and the relationship between people and their horses.
Okay, so what are some of the services you offer here?
I would say, Jerry, that, you know, the services we offer here, the clinics is the big part. So generally in a season, we run clinics from Thursday through Sunday. Okay. And, you know, a variety of clinics. And we also offer the opportunity for people to stay here with their horse. So when we bought the property, we did a lot of work, you know, building a road, building pens for the horses so that people can come here and camp out and sort of make it a vacation. And in addition to the arena work, we have a network of trails. The property borders Crown Land, it borders the park. So we have a lot of places to take our horses out and ride and give them sort of a real world experience, you know, not just riding around in the arena, but, you know, getting out there.
Okay. And you have lots of corrals, I see, and plus pretty amazing view from here.
It is.
We'll show that a little bit later. And we're in a cabin. Some of the people stay here in the cabin while they're training their horses?
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah. And that it's an opportunity for, you know, people to make a bit of a vacation out of it too. And there are many people that do have like a living quarter horse trailer, or they want to camp out, or they have an RV, but not everybody. Right. And then this gives them the opportunity to, you know, just stick around on the property and not have to be driving.
What do you hope your visitors
leave from here with?
A better understanding of horses and how we can create a relationship with them, which results in success with whatever we want to do. Okay. And that's sort of the foundation of the business, is creating those connections between people and horses. It's, you know, this business in particular, I think I've really focused on, you know, people bringing their horses here and having a really good time. Right. And it's not, you know, going to school where it might be tough and hard. And, you know, we want people to enjoy their time here with their horses. And, you know, even maybe more than that, we want the horses to enjoy their time here, too.
Okay. I do work for Clearwater County and with David Thompson Country Tourism as well.
Yes.
What do you tell people about coming to the area in general? Why here?
Well, you know, for the same reasons that I love to be here, right? It's I grew up in the Bald Prairie, and getting out into the forest and going camping were some of the highlights of my life growing up. And then now we have that here, right? We're back in the bush. We have trails, and you know, to be able to share, you know, that love of nature with everybody that comes here, I suppose. You know, working with the horses is one layer of it, and being out here, kind of getting back to nature and exploring, you know, the beauty of David Thompson Country, which is in our backyard, right, is a really big highlight for people.
Right. I like telling people it's good for the soul.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Yeah.
In fact, when we were coming up with the brand, we talked about, you know, it's a rejuvenating experience to come and
it is.
Experience the wilderness and the wildlife and the waterways.
Yeah. Yep.
We're blessed with all these rivers and creeks and lakes as well.
Yeah, it's a fantastic part of the world. We're lucky.
So you have some horses here of your own.
I do.
And so you use them in your training for the other people?
If someone comes and doesn't have a horse, or they want to explore some of the things that we work with in our clinics, then we do have horses available for them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I use my horses in the clinics to demonstrate some principles and things too. So,
but your primary customer is somebody who's bringing their own horse in order
yes.
to learn how to
yep.
ride with them and just grow closer, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of life do the horses get here?
Oh, they have the best life in the world here. Yeah, they have a big patch of land out there, and they get taken care of, and we, you know, go exploring together. It's a fantastic place, I think, for them.
Okay. Is there anything that sort of as a wrap up? Is there anything about your business that you would like people to know that we haven't mentioned so far?
You know, we get a lot of clientele here that bring their horses here because they're having some sort of difficulty or struggle with them. Mm-hmm. And you know, that could be the horse is frightened or anxious. You know, maybe they have a horse that's been in the performance world and, you know, is nervous when they get outside the arena and struggling with those anxiety problems. And, you know, another big focus of our business is to help the horses out with that stuff, you know, to give them a lot of confidence, you know, trust in our ability as leaders. Right. And then a secondary half of that is us being leaders. Right. So when you had mentioned earlier about, you know, the clinics being about the people, sometimes more than the horses, you know, we have that aspect too, is I think very important, where we really work at our own leadership skills.
Okay.
Right. And then that way the horses have an understanding of how to follow us. Right. Versus kind of feel on their own sometimes.
Right. Because my understanding is that horses really look to the rider, the owner, to set the tone, to be the leader for them. And it reduces their anxiety when they have not only a leader they can trust, but a leader that they have confidence in all their activities.
Yeah, absolutely. And they certainly can. You know, there's many cases where that's not the case, right? In some aspects of the equine industry, that type of relationship is not really a focus. And the horse can likely, you know, excel or perform to a degree in that type of venue. But when they get out of it, right? It's like maybe you have an arena performance horse, but you want to go for a trail ride and it just is not working for you, right? And the horse doesn't have an understanding that they can rely on the rider, right? And then those are sort of the connections that we like to create here.
Just like people, change is hard sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, you know, honestly the owner and the rider's job to help the horse through that. Not necessarily force it, but to help them learn and understand. And
yeah.
I grew up with on a farm in eastern Alberta, Bald Prairie.
Yeah.
we had a few horses. And I'll say as a 12-year-old, I was nervous on a horse. I got thrown a couple of times. And some of those things, that's a long drop down.
It is.
I learned later that the horses that we had, they were quite young and excitable, and maybe not as trained,
right,
as they could have been, which is how we ended up with them, I guess. But at the same time, the experience of just riding around on the farm, there's something pretty unique.
There is.
About being on horseback and seeing some views.
Yeah, it's a unique perspective, I think, of the world. And, you know, we get out on the trails, hiking, or, you know, ATVs or cycling, you know, all the things that are offered in this part of the world. Being on a horse, I think, adds a real element to that, right? It's a slower pace. You know, we get to experience, you know, the world out there, the trails and the forest and, like you say, the wildlife, you know, with another animal that can appreciate it to the same extent. And it's a miraculous thing.
Okay. Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate you taking the time to meet with me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we'll make sure that we get some great pictures and video from the many things you do here for Amazing Horse Country. And we'll be able to put it into this interview.
For sure.
Okay.
All right.